This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Chip and PIN credit cards, it seems like they're everywhere, but here in the U.S. They're coming, though, thanks to the massive Target hack. October is the industry deadline for the arrival of credit cards that promise an added layer of financial security for the user. But new data suggests companies are not on target to meet the deadline, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Credit card companies have set an October deadline for getting the new cards to consumers, but a new survey from creditcards.com finds only 3 in 10 U.S. cardholders now has a chip card. Analyst Matt Schultz says even fewer retailers can read them.
Banks and retailers are definitely cautious when it comes to spending the money to make this investment.
That cost $25 to $30 billion, says Mallory Duncan at the National Retail Federation, and maybe not worth it.
The new cards, there's actually more hype than hope.
See, Europe adopted chips in cards years ago, but there you also have to enter a PIN, which is really secure. Here, all that's required is an easily forged signature. Why not use the more secure chip and PIN?
You'll have 4 or 5 different PINs on your credit cards. It makes it tough.
David Robertson at the Nielsen Report says card companies worry we'll forget all those PINs and just stop using their cards. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.